From the Pastor in Prayer by C.H. Spurgeon. God's thoughts and ways are far above ours. O God, most high and glorious, the thought of your infinite serenity has often cheered us. For we are toiling and moiling, troubled in distress here below, beneath the moon. But you sit forever in perfect happiness. Your designs cause you no care or fear, for you will surely carry them out. Your purposes stand fast as the eternal hills. Your power knows no bound. Your goodness no stint. You bring order out of confusion, and our defeats are but your victories. We sow in tears, but you do see us, reaping in joy. Our everlasting felicity is present to you, even while groans and mourning are our present. Glory be to the Lord Most High, who sits on the cloud, who sits King forever and ever. Our hearts rejoice to hear the gladsome tidings that the Lord reigns. Let his kingdom be established over the sons of men, for his kingdom must come, and of it there will be no end. Behold, we come to your throne this morning bearing about with us a body of sin and death, and consequently much of sin and much of care, and it may be much of sorrow, but we would be unburdened at your mercy seat now. As for our cares, we are ashamed that we have them, seeing you care for us. We have trusted you now for many years, and your faithfulness has never been under suspicion, nor your love a matter of question. We therefore leave every concern about our families or about ourselves, about our business or about our souls entirely with our God. And as for sin, we bless you for a sight of the precious blood of Jesus. When you see it, you pass over us. No angel of justice smites where once the blood is sprinkled. Oh, let us have a sight of the blood of Jesus and enable us to rest, because you have forever put away our sin, because we believe in Jesus. Thus, Lord, help us to stand before you, entering into your rest as we enter into your presence. And may this be a time of peace, in which the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep the hearts and minds of his people through Christ Jesus. Still, Lord, we have a burden which we must now lay before you and ask you to help us in it. We mourn over the condition of your church, for on every side as we look around we see men endeavoring to undermine the doctrines of the everlasting gospel. Time was when a man was famous for lifting up his axe upon the trees of the forest, but now they with axes break down the carved work of your sanctuary. They despoil your truth. There is scarce a single doctrine of your word which the wise men among us do not deny. Yea, and those who pretend to be the ministers of the gospel are among the first to speak against it and to denounce it, and to sanction license to sin because you will no more punish it, and to declare that Jesus Christ is not your Son. O Lord God, our heart often sinks within us when we are apt to wish to lay our hand upon the ark to steady it, for the oxen shake it. But we know it is in your hand, and have it spread the case before you, we leave it there. Many a Rabshakeh's letter have we read of late. Behold, we bring it into the sanctuary and spread it before you. O Lord, our God, rebuke the unbelief. Rebuke the skepticisms of those who assail both you and your Christ and the gospel of your truth. And we would ask you to do it thus, if it please you. Revive deep spirituality in the hearts of your own children. Oh, that we might live so near to the great shepherd as to be familiar with his voice, to know its tones, to so a stranger we may not follow, for we know not the voice of strangers. If it were possible, it would deceive even the very elect. And how shall your elect be kept from their deceptions but by abiding in the truth and walking in the power of the Holy Spirit? Oh, revive your church in this respect, Give to those who know you intenser faith in the eternal verities, burning into us by experience the things which we do know. May they be beyond all question to us, and may we never be ashamed to glory in the good old way, the way the fathers trod, the way which leads to heaven and to you. May we not be ashamed to vindicate it and to bear reproach, for your gospel has of old been to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. And so we expect it ever to be a stumbling block to those who go after the way of superstition, and also to be foolishness to the wise men of the world. O God, again confuse the knowledge of men by what they think to be the foolishness of the gospel. Again, let it be seen that the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. O Jesus, Son of the Highest, we know that the truth is powerful, because you are the soul of it, the very essence of it. Put your life into it, we pray you. May the Eternal Spirit go with every word which God-sent ministers shall proclaim, and may the Lord grant that as the mists fly before the sun, and the clouds before the wind, so error and superstition may be driven away by the rising of the Sun of Righteousness and all the glory of its brightness. We have also to bring before you another burden, and that is the godlessness of this present age. It is not alone the wise men, but behold the men that know not, seek not after God. O Lord, the multitude delight in sin. Drunkenness defiles our city, and filthy words are heard on every side. Be not wroth with this nation, we beseech you. It has been entrusted with wondrous privileges. Forgive it and have mercy upon its aggravated sin. Lay not its heavy responsibilities to its charge, but lest this nation be saved. We pray for it, as we are in duty bound to do, and as our love constrains us to do. Let the masses of the people yet come to seek after Christ, by some means, by all means, by every means. May the ears of men be reached and then their hearts be touched. May they hear that their souls may live. And may the Lord, who in everlasting covenant sets forth his Son, glorify him in the midst of the nations. Let all the nations know the Christ of God. Our Father, we pray, help the few, valiant few, that press forward into the dense area of the enemy. Help them to fight valiantly. May these pioneers of the Christian host and mission lands be increased in number. May they be kept in good heart. May they have confidence in you. And may you send a day of victory much sooner than our feeble faith has dared to hope. But Lord, we have yet another burden. It is that we ourselves do not love you as we should. That oftentimes we grow lukewarm and chill, and doubt creeps over us. And unbelief mars our confidence, and we sin and forget you. Help us. Pardon is not enough. We want sanctification. Let the weeds that grow in the seed plot of our soil be cut up by the roots. We do want to serve you. We long that every thought we think and word we say or write should all be for you. We would lead consecrated lives, for we are persuaded that we only live as we live to you, that all else is but trifling. Oh, to be taken up as offerings, holy to be consumed upon the altar of the Lord, joyfully ascending to him in every outgoing of our life. Now this morning be pleased to refresh us, draw near to us. It is only your presence that can make us happy, holy, devout, or strong. Shadow us now with your wings. Cover us with your feathers, and under your wings may we trust. May we follow very near to you and so feel the quickening warmth, the joy which only your nearness can bring. Accept the prayers and praises of your people. Receive them even from the sick beds of those detained at home. Let none of your mourners, the weary watchers of the night, be kept without your smile. The Lord bless us now and all of his chosen people. Our soul cries out for it. Break. O everlasting morning, break o'er the dark hills. Let our eyes behold you until the day break and the shadows flee away. Abide with us. Amen. The Prisoner's Prayers, Henry Greenwood, 1634. A prayer against sin and Satan in general. Most blessed and glorious Lord God, I beseech you of your infinite mercies, be pitifully merciful to me, a poor, miserable, and most corrupt sinner. O Lord, cast out sin and Satan. Let a greater than Satan enter, even your holy and good spirit, and bind that enemy of your glory, my salvation, that he may prevail no longer against me. Thus he did deal most mercifully with Mary Magdalene, casting 7 devils out of her. Good Father, I confess that 70 times 7 do grieve my poor and pensive soul, for so many foul lusts, so many unclean devils. Lord, in your might and mercy, give me to prevail against them. What will sin afford me but shame in this world and confusion in the world to come? Strengthen, therefore, me against these corruptions and chiefest enemies of my soul. Let me be as willing evermore to put a toad into my mouth as to suffer a sin to rest and reign in my soul. Oh, that my ways were made so direct that I may never sin more. Lord, hear my mournful prayers, and let these my cries come up to you for the sake of Jesus Christ, your Son, my Savior. Amen. A Help Unto Devotion, Samuel Iron, 1576-1617. Most gracious God and loving Father, in all humility of soul and unfeigned acknowledgement of our bounden duty, we present ourselves here before your throne of majesty and glory, desiring in some measure to show our thankfulness for the multitude of your mercies heaped upon us, your most unworthy servants. By you at the first we were fearfully and wonderfully made. You covered us in our mother's wombs. You gave us the shape of men and women when it was free for you to have equaled us to your basest creatures, since it has pleased you to preserve us, to watch over us, and to guard us by your providence, to open your hand and to replenish us with good things, to give us food and raiment, health, liberty, and peace. O Lord, your compassions fail not, but they are renewed every morning. Even in this night past, we have received an apparent evidence of your love. For whereas for the sins committed the day before, you might even in the dead of sleep have taken our souls from us, and so suddenly you brought us to our account, it has been your pleasure yet to spare us. And not only so, but to refresh us with quiet rest, and to bring us in safety to the beginning of this day. Grant, we pray to you, that the ordinary use of these your kindnesses may not make us the less to esteem them, but so affect our hearts with the apprehension of them that we may learn to admire your mercy, which deals so graciously with such unthankful persons as we have always been, and may even bind ourselves to strive to show all obedience and duty to you, which so enlarges your goodness to us. But raise up, we beseech you, our hearts and our affections from these outward favors, the least of which notwithstanding is greater than the best of our deservings, and draw us to the serious consideration of those blessings which do more directly concern a better life. Make us thankfully mindful of the grace of election by which you freely chose us in Christ to be vessels of mercy before we were, of your sending your Son out of your own bosom, being in your own form to take on him the form of a servant, and to become obedient to the death even of the cross for our sakes, of your calling us out of the kingdom of darkness by the power of the gospel preached, of your shining into our hearts by the enlightening of your Spirit, of quickening us when we were dead in trespasses and sins, of your beginning us again to a lively hope, of the first fruits of the Spirit and of that earnest of our inheritance which you have given us, of the daily free use and liberty of your word, in which that great mystery of godliness Yes, even your whole counsel is clearly revealed to us. Lord, teach us to consider what miserable creatures we are in ourselves and what a fearful case we had yet been in if you had left us to ourselves. So the view of these unspeakable and undeserved favors may even ravish our spirits and so possess our hearts that we may constantly resolve henceforth to give up ourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you, and to devote all our powers, both of soul and body, to the glory and honor of your name. Enable us to this end, we pray to you, for we are not sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves. We are naturally reprobate to every good work. Open, therefore, the eyes of our mind that we may see what is good and what you require of us. Teach us to make your word our delight and our counselor, that by it we may be informed in your paths. Put your spirit within us and cause us to walk in your statutes. Let our ears continually hear a word behind us saying, "This is a way." Give us hearts of flesh, yielding and pliable affections. Subdue the crookedness of our nature, and bring it under the obedience of Christ. And when you have entered us into a good course, uphold us in it by your all-sufficient grace. Establish us in every word and good work. Fill us with the fruits of righteousness. Let us not be idle nor unfruitful in our profession, but grant that we may be even rich in good works, and so may adorn the doctrine of our Savior in all things, making the adversaries of your truth ashamed when they shall have nothing concerning us to speak evil of. And shield us, we earnestly entreat you, against the malice and rage and fury of the devil. Give us wisdom to discern his policies and courage to resist even his most fiery assault. Make us wise against the beguiling enticements of the sinful world. Let us not be carried away with the stream of these corrupt times. Harden our faces against the reproaches and enmities of evil men. Suffer us not to be worried nor faint in our minds for any tribulations. Sanctify to us every affliction, that it may be a means to purge out our corruptions. Draw our minds from the love of this present world. Teach us to use it as if we used it not. Grant that we may ever remember that we have here no continuing city, that so we may seek for that kingdom that cannot be shaken, but is eternal in the heavens. Cause us to depend upon your providence and to cast our care and burden upon you, assuring ourselves that you, who have given us Christ, cannot but with him give us all things also. And Lord, if at any time we fall by occasion into a fault, as who are we that we should presume? Put your hand under us, we beseech you, and deliver us out of the mire that we do not sink. Let not sin swallow us up. Let it not grow strong upon us, lest we perish. Enable us to diligence and faithfulness in our several callings. Teach us to lift up our hearts to you for a blessing upon our endeavors, and to remember that we are always in your presence, that so we may study to walk with you and approve our very thoughts to you. Give us a sober use of your creatures. Make us ready to reach out our hands to the wants of others. Beget in us a godly jealousy over ourselves, that we may walk circumspectly, taking heed to ourselves, in our eating, in our apparel, in our company, in our recreations, often considering our ways and laboring quickly after every error to turn our feet again to your testimonies, and cause us to be earnestly mindful of the state of your whole church. Bless all kingdoms and states professing your truth. Be gracious especially to this our kingdom. Forgive the crying sins of these times. Continue your gospel. Disappoint the hope and expectation of all heretics. Let them perish, as many as have evil will, at Zion. Discover Antichrist to us more and more. Enlarge the territories of your church. Establish your kingdom of grace. Hasten the kingdom of glory. Heap your blessings upon our gracious King. Make him a further instrument of much good to your chosen. Make your word to grow by the labors of those whom you have appointed to the service of your church. Contain the subjects in their due obedience to authority. Bring to nothing all tumultuous and rebellious practices. Comfort all your afflicted servants. Refresh them with a sweet feeling of your favor. Give us compassionate hearts and a fellow feeling of other miseries. Prepare us today for the day of trial, and keep us by your mighty power through faith unto salvation. Grant us these good things for the name of Christ, in whose name we commend ourselves and our suits to you, saying as he has taught us, Our Father who art in heaven. Amen. A Prayer for the Morning by Robert Bolton, 1631. O Lord, we beseech you graciously accept this our morning sacrifice of prayers and thanksgiving, that we poor wretches offer to you the God of all glory and majesty. Lord, take from us all this dullness of heart, all wicked and wandering thoughts. Put into our souls a spirit of prayer with affection, zeal, and fervency, that we may rightly and reverently call upon your great and glorious name. O eternal God, most mighty and most fearful, who dwells in the highest heavens and with your wise providence directs all things to an excellent end, you who are to the wicked and rebellious wretches a terrible judge and a consuming fire, but to the humble and repentant sinners a strong tower of defense and their everlasting reward, we, the unworthiest of all of your creatures, though the most noble by creation, for they in their kinds and several conditions honor you and your service, but we whom you have placed in this world for a more excellent glorifying of you, have not only made ourselves more vile than the basest of creatures and more senseless in your service than the beasts that perish, but have even conspired with hell, Satan, and all the powers of darkness to blaspheme and dishonor your great name, to profane your Sabbath, to break all your holy laws and commandments. We, O Lord, thus wretched and unworthy, are here ashamed and confounded in your presence. For our iniquities are increased over our heads, and our trespasses are grown up to the heaven. And so grievous are they that if you should require but the least of them in our hands, Satan would challenge us for his, and we should never see your face again, nor the heavens, nor the earth, nor all the goodness which you have prepared for man. The thoughts of our hearts rise up in judgment against us, for whereas they should be meditating of your mercies and goodness, of honoring you in our vocations, whereas they should be knit fast to your blessed word, they are for the most part idle, wicked, enticing, and full of the corruption of our raging concupiscence. Vanity of our talk condemns us, for whereas our words should be spent in defending your honor and truth, in reprehending the horrible sins of those amongst whom we live, in giving grace to those who hear us, they are for the most part full of profaneness, worldliness, and lying. The wickedness of our deeds cry continually for vengeance and curses upon us. For besides our many and gross sins, even our best actions are fearfully infected with privy pride and hypocrisy, whereas they should wholly and principally be directed to your honor and glory. They are foully stained and corrupted with by respects of credit, pleasure, or profit. In hearing your blessed word, which we should count a very crown and garland of all of our delights, we feel in ourselves great want of due preparation, reverent attention, meditation, and practice. In our prayers, that inestimable comfort of a regenerate soul, we are grievously vexed with dullness, weariness, and by-thought. In all other good duties of obedience to your holy commandments, we want that courage, zeal, and spiritual wisdom, which those excellent mercies you have vouchsafed us require at our hands. O Lord, for your great mercy's sake, forgive us of these grave sins, When we look upon the vileness of our souls by reason of these many transgressions, we see nothing before our eyes but your heavy wrath and everlasting curse, the torments of hell and endless confusion. But yet in this stands our comfort. We know that to those who truly thirst after your kingdom, which is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit, which faithfully desire to serve you in sincerity, though they be encompassed with many weaknesses. You are a Father of infinite mercies and everlasting compassions, and will pass by many infirmities of your dear children. We humbly therefore beseech you, most gracious Father, to bury all of our sins, both before and since our calling, in the grave of Jesus Christ, and hide him in his righteousness forevermore. There is no help or comfort to be had either in heaven or in earth, in angels, saints, or mortal men, to our wounded consciences, but only in the spotless justice of your dear Son. Give assurance, therefore, we beseech you, to every one of our souls, that his precious blood was shed for our sins in particular, that we may sensibly feel the forgiveness of our sins and rejoice in the hope of eternal life. In his blessed name we give you all possible thanks for those many mercies and comforts which you have plentifully bestowed upon us, most unworthy wretches. We thank you, Father, for our health, wealth, and liberty, for our peace, plenty, and prosperity, for our food and apparel, for our preservation from our cradle to this hour, and all the good means of these, but more especially for the more special tokens of your great love. For these we have common with the reprobates, and those which shall never see your face with comfort. But after a short time spent in the miserable pleasures of this vain world, shall be turned to hell and everlasting fire. We thank you for choosing us before all worlds to be heirs of heaven and citizens with your saints. We thank you for confirming unto us our election by our effectual calling. Oh, happy be that blessed time when your good spirit put the first motions into our hearts to become your children. This is a blessing we infinitely esteem before all worldly comforts, and wherein is the preciousness of all true joy and contentment. O most loving and gracious Father, we beseech you, go forward with the work of this, our new birth, that you have begun in us, and never take away your hand to the day of Jesus Christ. You have promised that whom you have loved once, you will love forever, and you are without all shadow of change, and sooner shall the mountains be cast into the sea before one jot of your gracious promises fall to the ground, or one tittle of your word be unaccomplished. Take from us, therefore, we beseech you, all private pride and hypocrisy, all vanity and vainglory, all dullness, backwardness, and security in your service, which hangs so fast on, which cleaves so close to our souls, and fearfully hinder us in the course of godliness. But above all things, let us never fall back again into the gross and horrible sins of when we were unregenerate. Reveal to us all our sins. Give us tender consciences and a continual increase in spiritual wisdom and heavenly understanding until we come to that happy strength by which the world is crucified to us and we to the world, and are able to say out of the powerful filling of your goodness upon our souls with your blessed servant David, God is our hope and strength and help in troubles, ready to be found. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be moved, and though the mountains fall into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof rage and be troubled, and the mountains shake at the same. Good Lord, be merciful with the bowels of your heavenly fatherly compassions to your church and every member of it. Be gracious to the sinful kingdom and enter not into judgment with the horrible sins of this nation. And in the same look down, we beseech you, with a special eye of providence and protection upon the excellent instrument of your glory, enrich with many graces of zeal, faithfulness, and sincerity the ministers and preachers of your holy word. Bless their labors, that some good may come of them. Increase their number. Place over every congregation a faithful and religious watchman, that may go in and out before your people in soundness of doctrine and a brightness of conversation. Touch the hearts of the many multitudes of this land, that at length they may turn to your truth and so be delivered out of the tyranny and power of Satan, to the freedom of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give success, good Lord, and prosper all those who in their good purposes seek the preferment of your truth by good and lawful means. Bless all those whom you have joined to us with any bond of love, kindred, or acquaintance. All those whose hearts you have stirred up to do us good in any manner of ways, and those also who wish and work us evil if they belong to you. Comfort, O Lord, with your sweetest comforts all your children which are vexed, either in soul or body, whether by pestilence, famine, war, poverty, imprisonment, sickness or banishment, trouble of conscience, vexation of spirit, disquietness of mind, lack of spiritual comfort, or whatsoever kind of affliction of body or mind you try them with. Give them, in the meantime, faith in your promises and comfort in your spirit, and in your good time, a happy deliverance, whether by life or by death, as it shall be best to your honor and glory and good of their own souls. But especially as we are bound at this time, we humbly entreat your loving kindness and tender mercies for our poor afflicted brethren and sisters. Lord, stay your avenging hand. Though we are but worms and dust, yet you are our Creator, and we the work of your hands. You are our Father, and we your children. You are our Shepherd, and we your sheep. You are our Redeemer, and we the people whom you have bought. You are our God, and we your inheritance. Forget not, therefore, to be gracious, and do not shut up your loving kindness and displeasure. Turn again at the last and be gracious to your servants, and grant that these great judgments may effect and work that for which they were sent, even true humiliation and undissembled repentance. Did we all turning to you in truth and sincerity, you may turn to us with your mercies and everlasting compassions, and whereas we whom of your great goodness you have thus long time spared, are as deep as those whom the plague has consumed. We beseech you make us wise by fair afflictions, and so inform us in your fear, that we may frame the rest of our life in all holy obedience according to your will. Lastly, we humbly beseech you to take us this day under the shadow of your wings. Let your omnipotency be a brazen wall to us. Let your mighty hand and stretched out arm encompass us. Let your careful providence watch over us and your blessed angels pitch about us. And since we now enter into the affairs of this day, let not the delights, benefits, and honors of this life ensnare our souls, or make a breach into our consciences. For these weak and carnal comforts will never follow us to the dark places. But when we shall sit down in the dust and say to corruption, you are our father, and to the worm, you are our mother and sister, then they will all leave us. No, they will turn to wormwood and bitterness. Sanctify our thoughts, knit them fast to your holy word and the necessary businesses of our vocation. Keep, we pray, to you in a sanctified moderation all the affections of our hearts, and stir our passions that none of them break out upon us, either to dishonor your majesty, disquiet our own consciences, or disgrace our Christian carriage. Let all our words be seasoned with grace, religion, and charity. Let every action into which we shall this day enter, or ever hereafter, be just and lawful, and in them bless us with sincerity of heart, with a godly end and good means. O Lord, give us a spirit of judgment, that we may discern between the short span of this wretched life and the length and breadth of immortality, that we never esteem the pleasures of sin for a moment before eternal and everlasting joys, but even count the best things of this world as dung, as vanity, and nothing, no, as worse than vanity and less than nothing, for the winning of Christ Jesus and that excellent weight of glory laid up in heaven for all your servants. Work in our hearts a perfect detestation, even of our sweetest and least sins. Let us ever look upon them in their true nature and greatest ugliness, as accompanied with your heavy displeasure and most fearful judgment, that we may loathe them as a serpent, and so cease forever to offend you in them. And whereas we are every day afresh to enter combat, not with flesh and blood, but with the prince of darkness, the rulers of the air, the spiritual craftiness and policies of hell, keep us. The complete armor give us as true Christians, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, but above all, the shield of faith, that we may manfully fight against our corruptions, that we may quench all the fiery darts of Satan, tread the malicious serpent under our feet, and at our last and greatest fight and godly triumph, and through the might and merits of our Captain Jesus Christ, may say with gladness and joy, O death, where is your sting? O hell, where is your victory? And in the meantime, for as much as every day we step nearer our graves and approach nearer to your presence in that great and fearful judgment before your throne, even for our idle words and wandering thoughts, give to us, we beseech you, every day a new grace, a new strength in the course of regeneration, more full assurance of the remission of our sins, till with a wise heart we have such a feeling of your glory and of eternal life, that we make up our account with the world and be at a point with all that is under the sun. And since at that day we must answer not only for the sins of our own persons, but for many sins of those that depend upon us, if we labor not to bring them to you for sins committed by our ill example, for sins that we have seen and heard in others and have not grieved and religiously reprehended them, we beseech you to give us an exact and precise care over all of our ways, over our general calling of Christianity, and those particular callings in which you have placed us, and let us never be hindered or discouraged in any good thing by the profane and malicious reproaches of wicked and carnal men, and the many oppositions of Satan, and rather because to us it is a blessed mark that we are translated out of darkness into light, and that we will not run with them to the same excess of riot. But to them it is a token of their perdition. For why should we, good Lord, for the vain and unjust censers of mortal wretches, turn from you for this little inch of time, and hereafter receive everlasting confusion? Keep us. In the name of Jesus, amen. Robert Bolton, 1631.